president of the board of directors for Blessing House, Mary Herrick. Good morning, Mary. How are you?
Good morning. How are you?
We're doing great. Have you been by the site? What's it look like now?
We've seen
we've seen the pictures with the groundbreaking, with everybody get their honorary shovels, but now the big backhoes and the dump trucks are there, right?
Oh my gosh, it's so exciting. You know, it just every day, Sister Mary, I know, is going over there every day to check out the footprint that they're in the process of putting up. So the fence is up and they're clearing the land and they've cut down trees. And I think that we're off and running here. So we're very, very excited.
Is she like the big project supervisor? The workers say, oh, here comes the sister. Let's make sure we got everything straight. Or, you know, it's like new when you get a home built or something, you always want to see what's it look like. You've seen the plans, but now to see it there and in real life there, it really makes it, you know, come true, really.
Yeah, it really does. And I have to tell you, she's very excited about it, but for all the right reasons. You know, the fact that we've had a waiting list now of up to 60 kids a week to get into the Blessing House, and we have to make decisions on what children can come and what children, you know, are in the deepest crisis right now. It's just too much for anybody to have to do. So we're really excited that we're going to have the opportunity to take more kids into the house and help more families in our community.
Mary, for people who are not aware of the Blessing House, can you talk a little bit about the mission and where do these kids come from?
Yes, absolutely. So the Blessing House opened in 2005, and it's a children's crisis care center. We were licensed by the Ohio Department of Job and Family Services to provide residential care for children that are birthed through 12 years of age. When a family is experiencing some sort of a crisis or emergency, and they need a safe place for their children to stay. So over 1,500 children have stayed with us since we opened. And, you know, again, there's a waiting list now. But, you know, just sometimes what happens is a family will experience some sort of a crisis that then will put the child in danger. And instead of that happening and it getting to that level, it's just very nice for the children to be able to come to the Blessing House and stay until whatever issues are going on in their family are capable of being resolved. And then they can come back and get their children. And that really was the point of the whole concept of Blessing House, was that Sister Mary and Donna Humphrey were serving as guardian ad litem for Voices for Children, and they recognized the need for people to not necessarily have their children taken from them. And yet there were also situations in a house where they needed assistance so the parents could voluntarily come there and bring their children there and then come back and get them when things were resolved. So it's worked out. You know, everybody says to me every time I talk about the Blessing House, boy, we could use a Blessing House in every community, and it's really true. When you ask about where the children come from, I will tell you the majority of the children are from Lorain County, and yet we have kids from all over Northeast Ohio that actually end up coming to the Blessing House because people hear about it, and they're looking for a safe place for their children to stay. So we do have children from all over the area.
I mean, it seems like a very simple concept that there should be more of these, but we're glad we have one here in Lorain County for sure.
We sure are, and we are a model. There's no doubt about that. We are a model program, and we'll get through building this house, and then we'll see where life goes from there, right?
Right.
We're just really excited about the new house, though, because we will have an opportunity to help more children. Blessing House not only serves as a children's crisis care center, but there are also a lot of things that we do with other agencies throughout Northeast Ohio to work with them to advocate for the families. So it kind of serves as a hub for many things going on to help families. So it's exciting.
Back in June, in the news release that went along with the groundbreaking, it was mentioned that you had raised about $1.6 million toward a $2.5 million project. Can you give us an update on that?
Yeah, I sure can. We're probably at close to 1.9. We have had just so many generous people jump in and help us out. I want to make sure to mention the Nordson Foundation because they've been very generous and helped us along the way with everything that we're doing. I also want to mention Gail Manning because she has also been a real advocate for us in helping us obtain additional funds that we definitely needed. So, but we have, you know, if you go to the website, the blessinghouse.org website, you will see where it says donate a list of all the various people and companies that have donated to us. And right now we are in the process. You know, COVID was kind of a little bit of a, I don't want to say a setback. It was just a little bit of a challenge because we have to approach people in different ways. You know, we're not able to have the large gatherings that we would normally have had, but we are having an opportunity to meet with a lot of people individually, which actually has been a lot of fun for us because it gives us an opportunity to get to know people a little bit better and develop relationships in our community. So we're chugging along here.
So how does this whole thing with the school year and up in the air and figuring out different people, how they work? Because I would assume these kids, even if they're in crisis at some point, if it happens during the year, there's still a component for schooling, right?
Well, there is a component for schooling. And, you know, at the Blessing House, when a child comes to the Blessing House, they are transported to their own school. So we have someone there that takes them to their own school because we want them to continue to be in some kind of a routine and have consistency in their life. So those are all challenges right now that they're working their way through at the Blessing House. But we are in anticipation that the number of kids will continue to increase due to, you know, domestic violence is up right now. I know you probably have heard the governor talk about that. And he is such a family advocate. He has been so helpful to us. But the domestic violence numbers are up, the mental health issues that people are having, the fact that so many kids are not eating properly at this time. There's so many issues right now, unfortunately, for people to have to deal with. So, you know, we're there and we're going to continue to be there. And, you know, for the families that aren't at the Blessing House, we do have people at the Blessing House that are reaching out to those families where they are just to make sure that they're safe, that the kids are safe, and to see if they need anything in addition to what they currently have. So.
What's the timeline for getting into this new house?
We're looking at the spring of 21 to have the house completed. So I'm not real sure, although we have been told that they are way ahead of schedule right now. So that's a wonderful thing for us. I think the weather has cooperated, and I also think that we have a good contractor, and we're moving forward. So Star is our contractor, and Ron Coco from Clark & Post is our architect, and they are just moving right ahead. So they're very optimistic that they'll try to get things done as quickly as possible. Yep. We hope ahead of schedule. Yeah, we're looking at the spring of 2021 now.
Yep. Well, truthfully, everybody's looking at the spring of 2021.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
For everything.
Yeah, for the most part. They're hoping 2021 brings us a lot more light than what we're seeing here in 2020. But still, people move on. Still, things have to be, you know, kids need to get help. And it's what's happening at the Blessing House right now. Mary, we appreciate your time this morning sharing some of the good news for things. And again, people can participate in the capital campaign as well. And just be aware of
things. Thank you so much.
Thanks for joining us. Appreciate it.
Yeah, listen, if you go to blessinghouse.org, there actually is a little thermometer on the right-hand side that lists where we are right now with the campaign, and there's a place where you can donate anything from, you know, pavers to benches to rooms. You know, so if you're interested in anything as far as naming rights for the facility, which I think is really a special thing, especially if you're a part of our community, because the Blessing House is going to be around long after we're all gone. So I think that there's a lot of opportunity there. So if you're interested, you can just click on our website and contact us. We would really appreciate it.
Be a part of the heart, as it says there, to be a part of this great organization. Mary, thanks for your time. Appreciate it. We'll talk again soon.
Okay, thank you so much for the opportunity. Have a great day.
You too.